Proposed changes to the land development code in Manatee County have sparked concern from citizens over provisions they say would impact several codes affecting fire regulations, cell tower rules, and building unit density. In addition, there's concern over how the changes will impact wetlands preservation in the county. In general, Manatee County citizens have been satisfied with the current LDC, and were not alarmed when the commission announced they would simply review and update the plan. Questions arose when a new version of the LDC was submitted without including the changes that were made. In addition, citizens felt that 60 days was insufficient to provide proper public commentary on the changes. And for that reason, the comment period was extended to January 31st. The changes turned out to be a complete overhaul of the LDC, which includes a provision that would eliminate the commission's requirement to review details of development plans and would allow entitlements to builders that would be difficult to take back in the future. Joe McClash, former Manatee County Commissioner and now publisher of the BradentonTimes.com, says he's outraged over the way in which the county commission chose to go about these changes with little input from the public.
To be honest, the way the county approached it was really horrible, in my opinion. You know, they have a public comment period, and they have a public information officer that doesn't even give a press release that says, hey, we're accepting public comment on this land development code, and here's where you could go. It was completely... You know, only if you were at a county commission meeting would you know that there was a public comment period. But you got to remember, these codes are pretty technical. I mean, the average person would not be able to understand the impact of a code change until it affects their neighborhood and it's like too late.
McClash explained how the commission first presented the code changes as simply a reorganization of the LDC.
The staff message was that we're just reorganizing the land development code. We're not making any structural changes. We're just going to reorganize it. So you would take for granted that these policies that you have protecting your community would remain in place. However, I almost caught in that trap myself. I wasn't going to read the changes because it is time consuming and, you know, it's one of those things that you just like to trust people. So I started reading the code and the red line changes that the county finally presented, because at first there was no strike through red line stuff. It was all just, you know, here's the new code, and then you would have to guess what was in the old code and what's now in the new code. But there's substantial changes like I talked about before. So when you go back to the question, you know, are we getting some public comment? Why would the public care to comment on something that you're just reorganizing? However, if you told the public, hey, we're going to leave you out of the decision-making process for all this plan development in the future, I think they might show up and comment. And certainly it's going to be one of my goals is to make sure the community understands that these land development code changes, if they presently proceed on the path that they're going, will impact their quality of life in Manatee County.
McClash explained that changes to the land development codes are not so easily reversed. So once they're changed and new county commissioners are elected, it won't be so easy to go back to the old provisions.
Well, the danger of changing the land development code is it grants entitlements. And so once those entitlements are granted, it's harder to take them away because you granted a person a right now that they didn't have before. And so once government establishes that right for that property owner, if you try to go back to where you were, like for that zoning example and increasing the density limits based on the comp plan, you're going to have a hard time pulling that back without paying a price for it. So it's something that's a very serious issue that we prevent from happening so that the county doesn't face any liability in the future. But, you know, worst of all, we're going to ruin our community. I mean, we don't want to be another Miami or Hillsborough County. We want to remain a unique place where people like to live, and it doesn't happen unless you have good land development codes that protect your community. So just because you get new elected officials in, you can't reverse the bad decisions easily of the current commissioner. So that's why, you know, the current commissioners need to be urged, put this thing on hold a little bit. Let's make sure it's the right thing to do. You know, they may have good intentions to reorganize it, what was the original mission. And if that's the case, then let's just reorganize it without all these structural changes. But the changes that they're planning on making are extreme changes. that the average person wouldn't even be able to understand until it impacts their community next time a developer comes up and wants to build something, or there's an empty lot and somebody wants to redevelop it next door, and now they have, you know, possibly, you know, twice or three times the density that they should have been allowed.
And is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I think, you know, it's never too late for people to become involved, and I think it's really important, you know, that people try their best to go online to the county's website and read all the changes that are being proposed and ask themselves the question, why do we need this change? What's driving this change? Is there a problem legally with the Land Development Code? Is there a problem with it protecting my community right at this time? And if the answer is no, then I encourage them to let their commissioners know. If it's not broke, then let's not try to fix it or manipulate it in such a way that it becomes a danger to our community's quality of life. I mean, you know, when you're looking at something that government's doing, I think we have to question the need for doing it. And if it's, you know, just a reorganization, like I said before, that's one thing, but this isn't. And so we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing this? We've had this document, you know, that's been modified a little bit over the years, but, you know, really it's since the 1990s, this document was developed with a lot of community input, thousands of people coming out, providing input. And to do a wholesale change of that at this time, you have to really say, why is it not working? And I think the proof is that it is working, because when you see all the development that's taking place, how much more do you really need in your community? And it's one of the most important things for the community to be able to have a document to protect their interest and not just make it easier for the developer. And that's what I see in the document. I just see this as, let's make it easier for development to take place, and let's leave the community out of the development process, you know, with these detailed, you know, kind of plans, because they wouldn't understand it. And I don't think that's true in our community. I think we have people that get it. I think they understand details. And I think they're looking out for their community if they're given the proper information.
For more information and to read the proposed changes to the Land Development Code, visit mymanatee.org.